It's Spirit Wind, the messenger.
Love Talk Radio.
Here we go.
Did you
Hello.
Catch that?
We are live on the air. This is Casey with Casey Card Readings. I have my first caller here is area code 207. And would you come on and introduce yourself?
Hi. My nickname is Dee, but Jethro calls me Dorothy, which is my given name. I'm Spirit Wind the Messenger as my psychic name, and I'm going to be doing a blog talk show myself starting on Monday. Jethro hasn't told me the time yet, but I will be here.
All righty.
So I don't know what else you'd like to know about me.
Well, to do what I do is I need your month and day of birth. Year is nice, too, if you want to give me that, and I can do
Okay. March 22nd, 1948, and I can even give you the time and place.
It doesn't allow me to do that one. All I'm good for is, okay, so your month is 3, your day is 22, and your year is
1948.
Okay, let's get you here, and let's go there. All righty. You are what they call an ace of diamonds, and ace people are usually starters. Diamonds has to do with, I was just kind of do a general reading here. Diamonds has to do with your values. It's like it can be monetary issues that you deal with throughout your life. It can also be deeper values issues that you deal with through your life. Let's see. Currently, you're in, oh boy, you got a lot of stuff. You've got a lot of stuff going on this year. I'll just put it that way. Let's see. Planetary ruler. Okay, planetary ruling card. Let's see. It takes me a minute or two here. Okay. Your planetary ruling card is a 3 of clubs, and 3s usually give you some indecision in life. It's like, you know, you'll always kind of be trying to second guess stuff. Clubs, though, is a good strong suit in the sense that the clubs are the people who are students. It's like they're the learners of the deck, and it's like pretty much anything that you decide that you want to do and want to learn, it comes fairly easy for you. So your deeper issues, like I say, are usually have to do with either finances or with values. And it's like usually people who are ace of diamonds, like I say, are people who do pretty well with financial things. And it's like the only thing you have to watch is sometimes you start things, but you don't necessarily always carry through with them. You know, it's like, you might have a lot of steam to start with things, but you, I don't know, for lack of a better word, I hate to say poop out, you know, but it's like you lose momentum. You can lose momentum if you don't, if you don't kind of watch what you're doing, it's like, you know, you can lose focus. I guess is the way I want to say that. You always seem to have difficulties if you're trying to do love and money at the same time. Your issues might be you get yourself in one direction and it's kind of to the exclusion possibly of all other things, so you get kind of one-tracked and one-focused. You can be impatient. You know, they give you the upside and the downside here. You can be impatient, but, you know, on the flip side, it's like, you know, you have all those good qualities in there too. You're creative. You're capable of working 2 jobs at one time. You usually meet new people every day. Much of your, you know, good luck, if you will, in life, you know, comes from the people and, you know, the number of people that you meet. You have some artistic ability. Your life can sometimes be a series of phone calls and communications of all sorts, a flurry of activity. Regardless of what you do, you can see yourselves as here to help the world and make an important contribution in the process. You're inclined to be psychic, which, of course, says you are here. You're attracted to the metaphysical side of life. If money or power does not take top priority in your value, you can have life of great satisfaction and accomplishment. Issues concerning relationships. Your main challenge in love is you feel like, you know, you might have to give up your career to have the love you want. Romantically, you can be indecisive or attract others that have difficulty making decisions. It's okay for you to be away from your loved ones for periods of time. Oftentimes you'll choose to love someone who's maybe not available or who might be away a lot, either physically or emotionally. On the flip side, you and your partner might spend a lot of time traveling and seeing the world together. Just, you know, again, it's different factors get in there. If you find somebody who's into traveling, and if that's what you're into, you can have different careers, you know, in respective of each other. Let's see, what else here? Your Three of Clubs, a little more on that, gives you more than average creativity and urge to express the endless stream of good ideas you get. You can find great success in writing, speaking, or other forms of creative expression. However, you can also find that same creativity the cause of great uncertainty at times. You feel like you have so many options, so many possibilities, you know, kind of like the world is your oyster, it's hard to make up your mind. Sometimes you worry excessively about inconsequential things. The key is to get back into your creative expression. It gives you the relief of stress, of overactive mind, which is signified by this card. Sometimes it can make it difficult to make long-term commitments and personal relationships. Does any of this sound like you in any way, shape, or form? Dorothy, are you still there? Hello? Okay.
How's that? Am I there?
Yeah, I was going to say, did you catch any of that?
Yes, I did, and I guess maybe I pressed the mute button by mistake. I don't know, but yes, that sounds so much like me.
Okay.
It really does.
That's really cool. Well, we got some other people waiting here. It's like, can I go ahead and you want to stay on the line or listen in?
Sure, I'll stay on the line.
Okay.
If you want me.
You betcha.
Okay.
Dorothy D is with us here. She's co-hosting a little bit today here with Spirit Messenger.
Spirit Wind the Messenger.
Oh, sorry about that. Okay.
Jethro always leaves out the I don't know why, but that's just Jethro.
And we have people here every day. Jethro does Saturdays. Sandra does Sundays. Sunday time. Jeremy is doing, I think, Wednesdays. I'm doing Thursdays. And for the moment here, we have 626. Person at 626, you are on the line. We're live. Psychics Gone Wild. What can I do for you today?
Yes. Hello. My name is Frank, and I'm calling from California. And
okay.
We have a reading. Basically, my birthday is May 14, 1957.
May 14, 1957. Okay, let's get that in there. Let's see. So May is 5 of 14... I'm sorry, tell me the year again, it was 19?
5-7.
5-7, okay, thank you.
Welcome.
Okay, let's see, let me do that. Wow, okay, you are a 5 of diamonds person. I know 5s sometimes tend to it can be travel, it can be indecision. I know diamonds are a lot to do with, again, like Dorothy's, the diamonds people are to do with money, are to do with values generically in your life. Let's see here. Get some more specifics here. Fives can be sometimes a lot of travel. It's like five people have what they call kind of a footloose moment. It's like sometimes you find yourself relocating, sometimes when you expected to, sometimes when you didn't expect to. Overall, you can have either really good things happening with money or, you know, it's like sometimes it's like feast or famine. Let's see, values in a deeper sense, the diamonds give us our indications about what we value. It's like sometimes we're here on this journey to really find out what we value in life and what's important to us. And it's like working off some of the stuff that we need to be working off or, you know, figuring out where we're going, what we're doing. Let's see here. Some more specific stuff here. Okay. Aha. Here we go. You've got challenges, sometimes a lot of challenges, but you also have a lot of gifts that you've been given in life. You kind of tend to dislike routine. You kind of dislike things that limit your freedom or put you in a box. You can be a perpetual wanderer. Sometimes you don't really settle down for anything long enough to make it pay off, including your work and relationships. You have an inner restlessness, not so much your outer. You want to accomplish something of value and stability in your life. And sometimes those two things conflict with each other, and the real balance is for you to find a career that gives you both things. A lot of times you'll find success in, like, sales-related things or, you know, area of sales. You can have financial losses in your life, situations where your kind-heartedness can cost you more than you expected. You're very giving. There's outstanding deaths to be, you know, if you're into, you know, you possibly have lived more than one life, there can be outstanding deaths from past lives. You're a giver. You love to share your resources with your family and your closest friends. You're inherently spiritual, and you kind of know what is of true value. The challenge comes in practicing what you know to be true. It takes, sometimes you come into this life with things that you have to work off. But if you practice what you know, you get your job done without, you know, shirking what they call shirking responsibility. It's like, you know, in other words, own up and say, okay, this is kind of, you know, I need to do what I need to do kind of like thing. There's sometimes a lot of changeability and restlessness. Sometimes you are averse to commitment because you have difficulty in making a relationship work for an extended period of time. You like people who are witty and creative. You yourself can be, you know, very charming, witty person. But sometimes love gets to be a mental game for you, and you lose sight of your feelings as you get wrapped up maybe in analyzing your love life, or, you know, too much analysis with the person you're with or yourself. Like anybody, it's like, you know, everybody wants that intimacy and the love, you know, love somebody, but it can also be a major challenge for fives because you have that real push me pull you. It's like, yes, I want it, no, I don't. It's kind of like the yo-yo moment. And again, it's like sometimes you feel like marriage or a committed relationship will put you in a box. You have the Jack of Clubs as your planetary ruler. Gives you kind of that youthful quality. You like to have fun. You have a lot of creative ideas about how to do things. Your creativity can extend to your work. You have a lot of entrepreneurial abilities. You have the ability to make a lot of money with your ideas as long as you're willing to do the work and follow through with things. You have a quick, resourceful mind, but sometimes you're stubborn and resistant to change. Sometimes you can kind of make up something that sounds good in the moment to say, you know, this looks good, but, you know, maybe it's not exactly real. On the flip side, you can be a really good storyteller. You know, put your time out there for children or library. It's like there's storytelling used to be a gift in our older generations, that it's like, you know, storytelling was a good gift, but it's like sometimes we've lost sight of that in today's society. That's kind of the short of it for the moment. It's like, does that any of this fit with what you're doing, or are there any specific questions you might have?
No, that's true. Basically, I am self-employed. I used to have a staff of six people working for me, and basically, I led by trusting people more, basically, get the better of me. I'm still have my business, but I'm basically just doing everything myself. I sell the project. I do
right.
The engineering myself, and I collect. And you're right. I don't like being basically in a cubicle or in a box.
Right.
I have been married for some time, but sometime I would analyze my relationship, but not anymore. I've been married for 34 years.
Pretty stable with that then.
Yeah, so it's just, if I need to analyze that, I got the problem. let's see now, and just working on my spiritual growth now, and also reinventing, retooling myself for the new technology, which is ahead. I do engineering for buildings, environmental gas stations, and renovations to ground-up sites.
Cool. Very nice. Is there any other questions? You you got for us today or anything else going on?
Well, I'm involved with a legal issue.
Okay.
And it's regarding my mother's estate with a sibling. Her birthday is June 8th, 1956.
56, a Gemini. Okay, let's see. So you kind of want to maybe look at some stuff like with her and see kind of maybe how that's going to play out. Is that kind of what I'm hearing?
Yes, it's been ongoing for about 4 years. I have an upcoming court date of March 8th.
Wow.
And I also have a new attorney I got last year. He's a Gemini. I was shocked to find that out.
Wow.
My condolences. I married one on June 8th.
Oh, you're June 8th.
I've heard you. You've been on somebody. You've been on other shows before, as I recall. You sound familiar. I've called into other shows, and I think everyone's pretty much told you you're going to come out on top.
Yes. It's just some of these wrenches that the opposing party threw
it's
in.
Your family members.
Yes. It's.
I remember.
You remember that one? Okay.
I do remember him. Yeah, there are people that if you hear them often enough, they stick in your mind.
Right.
And that's not an insult. I just remembered you.
That's a long time to be in court over things too. It's like that really that I can understand. That makes things pretty difficult too. Let's see. Okay, let me get her. It's like takes me a little bit longer here to get two in. So let me. Okay, and you said hers is June 8th of 56. Is that correct? Okay, 8 of. Of course, I know for Geminis, I have some Gemini people in my family, and that they're really, they can be very interesting people. It's like sometimes a set of the Geminis is like you're actually dealing with about four people when you're dealing with them. You never quite know which one's gonna show up.
Must have met my ex.
Let's see. And sorry. Let me get Frank. Let me get your birthday again. I'm sorry.
Sure. It's May 14, 1956.
Okay.
Excuse me. 56.
You're 57.
May.
Yes,
50. Oh, May. I'm sorry. May 13th or 14th.
14th.
Okay. There we go. Okay. 57. Okay. You're the younger brother.
Yes.
Okay, let's see. What are they showing here? Let's see. Run. Okay. Wow. Let's see. What that shows. Oh, wow. That's really interesting. Your sister is a nine of diamonds. Just personality-wise, she's high. Forgive me, she's higher in the deck than you are. But it's like nines have sometimes they are here to they're here to complete issues. They're here to kind of wrap up things karmically for themselves. And it's like they have to be careful how they handle things, otherwise they can cause themselves problems. So it's like. I hope she's conducting herself in a good way, because if not, it'll cause ultimately more problems for her than it would actually for you. Let's see here. She's what they call the universal. She's got universal values and the giver card. If she tries to kind of go against her own nature, it's like it would not be good for her to do so. So she's probably going to try to do, probably try to do the right thing, if you will. She's also got a ruling card of a seven of spades. She's got good fortune at home and family. So it's like sounds like she's going to want to work with you because, she doesn't want to, your family, it's like she's already lost somebody in the death process and, as you both have. So she's not going to want to lose family over stuff. I mean, that's ultimately what it's going to come down to. And it's like, and both of you guys, interestingly enough,
Hello? Hello, I can't hear you. Hello? Hello, I can't hear you. Hello? Hello?
Yes, I'm so sorry. It's like I had some technical difficulties and I got kicked out myself. So I'm not entirely sure what went on there. The ultimate, what it comes down to is your sister's a nine of diamonds. You guys are both diamonds. You know, you're the five. You know, younger brother, older sister. I think what's really going to happen out of this is like my, just kind of from what I'm seeing, is ultimately what you realize, you know, both of you with values, is that your family is more important than any stuff ever will be. And it's like, in the end, you know, if you agree to disagree on stuff, if it's issues over things that can be sold, sell it, divide the money. And it's like, but keep your relationship as brother and sister, because that's ultimately going to be the most important thing you're ever going to have.
Okay. In mediation, she said she never wants to see me again. But basically, she took the entire estate. I was paying into the estate, and anyway.
Wow. That's really kind of sad. I think she's really kind of made some bad decisions, and I think it's going to probably end up. It'll ultimately end up costing her health, if nothing else. It's like, I hope she'll come to her senses and realize that, you know, family is more important than stuff is, really and truly.
Yes.
Wow. Is there any hope? Do you feel like there's any hope for that? I mean, is she a reasonable person to deal with?
No, basically, she won't even show up for court. It's been over 3 years, and the last time I seen her in mediation, she had her hair down and all her hair in front of her face, right in front of herself.
She's hiding.
Yeah,
hiding. Wow. And your next court date is coming up when?
Oh yes, it's March 8th, and I know she's not planning to attend. And my new attorney, Mark, he's a Gemini. His birthday is in June 9th.
Wow. He Yeah, it'd be good for you. Gemini is usually good. They're good with communication. They're good with, and actually he would be, that would put him as an Eight of Diamonds. He's a power card. It's like he's a power card and with money. And as long as it's not, you know, it's like I'm sure he's probably going to be able to represent, you know, and do a good case. A lot of times I'm really surprised, you know, if the opposing party doesn't turn up, a lot of times the judge will decide in favor of the person who actually cares enough to show up.
Yes, so I'm thinking, it
I'm thinking that probably, you know, with the attorney you got, if he kind of sounds like, you know, he's probably a go-getter, and it's like he'll probably be very reasonable, and it's like, you know, any judge with any reasonable bluff will likely, you know, I think you'll like the outcome.
Yes, the judge made a statement that the opposing party, they don't even care to show up.
Right. Right. And that's important. It's like one of the things you need to understand about judges is the biggest thing for them is you don't want to show up and waste their time, because if you waste their time, they get real cranky with you. I do know that one. So, you know, your best thing is be polite. Don't make faces. You know, show up, dress respectably, all that good stuff. And the big thing is show up. And it's like it sounds like you've got a good attorney who will do a good job. And it's like it's... gonna say based on his cards, it's like it looks like it ought to be a good time, a good day, and a good space. So it's like, you know, then call us back and let us know how stuff turns out. We'd be interested in hearing.
Definitely.
I sure will. Wow, this program or this show, I just called in. I didn't write it down.
Okay, let's see. The number for the call in for this show is 773-897-6461. And there are, it's Psychics Gone Wild, and every day is a different person. It's like Jethro does Saturdays, Sandra does Sundays, Dorothy, I believe, does, or Dee does Mondays.
I'll be on Monday, but I don't know just what time.
Yeah, Wednesdays is
Jethro
like...
Jethro hasn't given me all the details yet.
Yeah, you know, a lot of times...
I can't find you on Blog Talk.
Yeah, right. A lot of times you can call in and they'll tell you what time the show is when you call into that particular episode. They say, oh, it's airing at this time, so then you can call back at the right time. All righty. Did you get
Thank
that
you
one?
So
I need to repeat that one. It's again, it's 773-897-6461. And we're on we're on every day. There's a time, space, and place every day. So it's like keep us posted and let us know how things are turning out.
Sure will. Good luck. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Frank.
Good luck.
Yeah. Okay, let's see. Whoops, wait a minute. Oh, that's a...
So I just was on the other line.
Sorry about that. Okay, our next caller has been waiting here. Thank you very much for your patience. Somebody at 832, you are on the air live with Psychics Gone Wild. What can we do for you today?
Hello, Melissa. I was calling to see if I could get a reading for my birthday.
You bet. What is your day?
March the 11th, 74.
Of 74. Okay, let's see what you got coming up here for this day and time and space here. Okay. March. Let's see, that's Pisces. Okay, good deal. Okay, March. Whoops, that's a... Always have to stop and convert them into numbers there. Let's see. Okay, and on the 11th is going to be... There we go. Not 111. Thank you very much. Oh, golly. Okay, and of 19, you said 1974. Is that correct?
That's right.
Okay. And it looks like... There we go here. Wow, all right. You are a Queen of Diamonds, which is really awesome. Yeah, I know. I was like, ooh, that's nice. Oh, my goodness, and you have a planetary ruler that's also a queen. You're a double queen. It's like your Queen of Diamonds is your birth card, and your planetary ruling card is the Queen of Spades. Wow. Queens, and you know what they call the royal family, the Jacks, Queens, and Kings, because we're dealing with our ordinary deck of 52 playing cards. That is called the royal family. Queen people are usually, it's like you have a lot of heart to start with. It's like you always want to mother hen everybody. It's like anybody with a broken wing, you will take them under your wing and, you know, do your best to absolutely help them out in any possible way you possibly can. And at the same time as diamonds, it's like you understand that everything has a value. And it's like there's not just monetary things. You're likely to have, you know, pretty good success with monetary things. You know, and yet in this life, it's like you're here to kind of look at, you know, what are your deeper values? It's like, you know, do you want to be the mom to the world kind of thing? Oh, let's see. And Queen of Spades, it's like the diamonds are also called the adults of the deck. It's like they're the, you know, even as a child, you know, it's like diamond children do not like to be treated like children. You never like to be treated as a child because you always knew better. You were always a little bit, you know, kind of that miniature adult within. Oh, let's see here. Okay. And what you have coming up, let's see, what it's going to show for. Okay. Well, we don't have this year's. What we've got is going on current right now. Let's see. Okay, let's see that one. There we go. Your card is actually called the philanthropist card. Sometimes you can have a lot of indecision, surprisingly enough, about your values. You have difficulty deciding what you want most in life. You like variety, you're creative, you're resourceful, unless you're worrying about money, which sometimes you do. You have expensive taste. You know, sometimes they call that the champagne taste on a beer budget sometimes. When you get money, you like to spend it with items of high quality and high price, kind of that, you know, we want to get the best bang for our buck and you have something that's going to have the quality and last because you don't want to be, you know, buying the same thing over and over. Sometimes you spend beyond your means, which kind of it's called perpetuating your financial fears because sometimes you're afraid that, you know, sometimes there's not going to be enough money to go around. And in spite of all that, you are one of the most giving people in the deck. You represent, you're kind of like the rich aunt or grandma that takes you shopping for some new clothes, you know. Let's see, you're very charming. You like to enjoy the finer things in life. You're constantly, you know, a lot of times you seek new adventures and sometimes relationships. It's like that depends on some of the other things that are in there. You have a good business sense and you have the talent of being able to promote your products or services if you're in business for yourself. You can excel in a lot of areas, and you have good leadership ability. Again, it's like, you know, you're the nurturer, you're kind of the mother. You have a naturally critical mind, and you're capable of doing intense analysis and planning. However, the thing you have to watch when you're doing that is don't get negative. Don't get bogged down when things don't run exactly as they're supposed to. It's like sometimes a little bit of that perfectionistic stuff can come in there. Try to be gentler with others, too. It's like sometimes you can be critical and negative of other people if you think they're maybe not doing exactly what they should be doing, and that's kind of the mother mode. You know, and your focus there is practice a positive attitude, and that kind of counterbalances that. If you choose to adopt a spiritual path, if you become, you know, like a spiritual seeker in life, you can realize, you know, everybody comes here with kind of a mission. You guys have a special mission, and you can really have some self-mastery and spiritual realization in connection with, you know, what's my purpose here, God, you know, kind of thing. You have a natural attraction. You're kind of interested in ancient mysteries, secret knowledge, promoting eternal truths. If you decide that, you know, you're going to dedicate yourself to a higher goal, there's really no limit how high you can climb in your life. And it does say that some of the world's wealthiest people have been and are Queen of Diamond people. So you really have that good ability to make money if you want to, as long as you don't, you know, kind of waste time worrying about it. In relationships, sometimes the Queen of Diamond people have the most difficult challenges in the area of love. You can be headstrong, you can be proud, you like a lot of variety, but you have some fears of abandonment. You have the power to get what you want, but it's that can be kind of a troublesome combination if you got to kind of juggle that as a juggling act. Sometimes, you know, just of course, each person being different, it's like, it says sometimes three or more marriages is common for a person who's the Queen of Diamonds, you know, unless you found the right person and you've happily settled down. It's easy for you to start new relationships. The challenge can be sustaining a relationship once it's started. You usually get your wishes, for better or worse, so it's kind of, you're kind of that thing of watch what you wish for. Be careful what you wish for, because you may get what you wish for. and you sometimes end up having to live with the consequence of what you wish for, because you got your wish and it's like, was it really what you wanted? The Queen of Spades indicates that you're a hard worker, you're a person who cares for others in a motherly sort of way, again, that the Queen coming in. You probably get some very good organizational skills. You can be attracted to work that other people would find, you know, what you're doing that, you know, not so, that's not so cool, but you have a strong work-oriented nature to your personality. You do have to be careful that you don't find yourself in a position of drudgery and struggle. You can also be a very tough boss. If you're running your own business, it's like, you know, sometimes you can really be tough on the people that are working for you. On the spiritual side, it's the highest card of self-mastery. Gives you a special opportunity to experience enlightenment and self-mastery through self-reflection and understanding. Zinni, this sounding like you.
It sounds just like me.
That's awesome.
That's just kind of amazing. But the great thing is that I did find my person. You know, I've been happily married for a long time. And
cool.
Fortunately, he understands all of those things about me. So, you know, he kind of counterbalances.
Too. Awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome. But I am at a point in my life where I am seeking more spiritual knowledge, more self-purpose, and I feel like, you know, it's on, you know, my career path, I guess. So maybe you can kind of give me a little bit of direction to, like, what I could hone in on my career path to really be more enlightened.
Okay, let's take a little look here. Let's see what you got going for work and et cetera. Let's see, at 37, okay. You've had good, it's like, of course, this is kind of the end of this year. It's like for the age of 37, you've had really good career influences for this year. Because of your planetary ruling card, there has been opportunity for you to achieve larger success and recognition at your work. Are you looking at possibly changing your job or changing fields even, or are you kind of looking to stay in the same area?
No, I'm actually looking. I'm in a sales and marketing type of a medical position, and I am a nurse by trade, but I'm actually looking into more of a holistic approach, more.
Ah, okay. Kind of treat the whole, kind of less medical and more holistic, kind of more herbal.
Yes, especially out of the sales. You know, I feel like I'm just beating the streets all the time. Right.
Wow, there are so many directions you can go with that. There are so many really good, wow. So you're wanting to kind of look into, instead of sales, instead of, you know, getting people oriented that way, you kind of want to do more personal one-on-one type of things with people, or you want to do some more maybe like actually teaching or promoting something different maybe, or which direction is, like, so you want to kind of get out of the sales end, and you want to kind of, what you're kind of wanting to do is have more person-on-person interaction. Is that what I'm hearing, or?
Well, yes, that, as well as I love teaching. I love doing presentations. I love speaking, troubleshooting. I'm really good with one, and I'm good in front of groups. And that comes from the sales background, you know?
Right. So you're kind of, looking for an area that you could, teach something new in. It's like, rather than just pharmaceuticals, you're looking to more instruct in herbalistic. Is that kind of what I'm hearing?
Yeah. That would be great.
Okay. There's certainly a lot of opportunity out there. It's like, have you done any? Oh boy, I don't even know where to tell you to start on that one. There is so much out there with herbal, because, you know, in my world, it's like God put all good green things on this planet for our health and healing. And it's like, I think that there, I truly believe that there is nothing that people can't contract that there is not an herbal cure for. Are you, like, enrolled in any kind of classes, or just, you know, have you bought books? Are you kind of, like, reading up on things?
I'm definitely reading up on things. I get books from the library all the time. I'm at the bookstore a lot. I'm always online or listening to podcasts. I'm always educating myself on different things that are out there, especially nutrition. Nutrition is definitely a field of focus that I'm interested in.
I agree. And it's like there's a lot of things that can be solved. Even I've heard things. Well, there's a friend of mine that took her two children, or I guess it was her niece and her nephew, something like that, for the summer. And all she did was the kid was ADHD and like really having problems and on medication, all this. She adjusted his diet and totally got him off of all his medication stuff just by doing it through diet. So it's like, I know those are, you know, that's out there. It's like, of course, the big thing, you know, they have is she didn't let him drink any soda pop. That was a big offender, you know, caffeine and sugar. She cut him off in that, and it's like did some other things like that. And in 2 months, he was a different kid. So it's like, I think you're really going the right direction there. It's like in terms of health, it's like people are becoming more concerned about their health, especially as they get older or younger even. It's like, you know, how do you do preventative stuff? How do you do something that, you know, will keep me healthy rather than having to treat me after I'm sick? So I think you're absolutely going in the right direction with this. Is there a position open in your company that would allow you to do that kind of teaching, or you know, would they let you, like, you know, do a, what do they call it, like an inner office promotion or transfer, things like that? Are there positions open for you to do that?
No, I would have to step out of the box and find a whole different company.
Okay. And that's kind of a scary thing to be doing in today's economy, isn't it? Yeah.
I have never had a problem getting a job. God is always planned ahead for me.
That's true. So, yep, absolutely.
So I try not to get that in my head that it's going to be difficult. It's there. I just have to find it.
Yeah, that's true. Wow. What country, what geographical region do you live in?
I live in Texas.
Texas, okay. You know, and there's a lot going on. In that, you know, Texas is so big, there's always stuff going on in Texas. But I know there's holistic places. I know there's, so, you know, you're wanting to kind of teach and whatever. What about something like, do you have a place, maybe like a local college that, where you can do like, what are they called? They're like community classes. Could you simply just, you know, set up and say, hey, this is what I want to offer as a class to teach, kind of they call them like the out school things, and people sign up for them separately. They're not part of a college curriculum per se, but they are, things that are offered to the community, and just start with that and offer, just flat out offer a class, you know, get some things together that you want to share with people, and, you know, some notes, pamphlets, whatever, and offer something like that as a class, just, you know, like in your spare time, like on Saturdays, and start with that and see where it goes.
Yeah, that's a great idea. I never thought of pursuing the college, and I could do that. Boy, that's a great idea.
I mean, yeah, if you're wanting to educate, it's like, hey, there's a whole bunch of people out there that want to be educated and want to know, you know, how things are going. It's like, and they're looking for things that, you know, that can be offered in the, a lot of that, they're called like the outreach, I know I've heard them called like the outreach schools and that kind of stuff, but it's for people who are not, you know, like, you're not in college, you know, you're not whatever, but it's like anybody in the community can come in and sign up for those classes. So it's like, you know, put some together. It's like, you sound like you probably are on enough there that you could do that and offer some seminars and, you know, like 1 or 2 day class listings and things. And it's like, I think you do really well with that.
Wonderful idea. Thank you.
All righty. Anything else we can do for you? It's like we have other people that do this every day. It's like, in case you didn't get the number, I'm pretty sure it's like the gentleman before you. We're at 773-897-6461. It's like, and call back and let us know how it goes. It's like, you know, I always like to know how things go.
I will. Thank you so much. You have a great day.
Okay, you too. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, let's see. All right. Caller from area code 315, you are on live.
Hi, how are you today?
Oh, pretty good. And how are you doing? Hello. this is Kelly, and who am I talking to?
This is Sue.
Sue, all righty. Well, what would you like to know today, Sue?
I'd like to know if, like, on the romantic relationship side.
What is going to happen in your love life? Okay, we need to start out with, what is your birth date here?
December 29th, 1969.
December 29th of 69. Capricorn gal. All righty. Let's see here. And let's see what we got going here. On the 29th. Wow, that's really close to the end of the year, even. Oh, my goodness.
the hallway.
Okay, of 1969. Let's see here. Alrighty. Let me get down to the right spot there. Okay, there we go. And we got here. Let's see. And let's do the year. Okay. Oh, and that makes a lot of sense. Okay. Oh, wow. Okay. You are, as a Capricorn, your birth card is a Two of Hearts, which that really makes a lot of sense to me. It's like the twos people really like to be in a relationship, and the hearts speak to what you come in here for is, you know, into this life, is to deal with, you know, emotional and love things. And it's like, absolutely, you know, it's like you're one of those people that you really want to partner. And interestingly enough, your planetary ruling card is also a two. You're a Two of Diamonds on top of that. So it's like you got double twos going for you. And let's see what might be coming up for you. And it's like, well, and you just had your birthday here, so you're into the new year. So let's see what that's going to bring for you this year. Twos people, I do know that, you know, a lot of twos people, it's like very much you like being in partnership and you work well, you know, you're one of those people, you play well in the sandbox with other people. So it's like, usually, you know, you have a lot of friends, you know, that kind of stuff, but it's like sometimes it's hard to figure out, gee, who's my friend and who can, you know, do they really want a romantic interest or are they just my good buddy and my good friend? Which can be kind of hard. It's like, oh, golly. Okay, let's see what's on for this here. Where are you at? Let's see, semi-fixed. Okay, you are certain. Right, and you have a lot of self-direction. Kind of know the direction you want to go. Yeah, this makes a lot of sense, too. It's like, as a Two of Hearts, you're one of those people that's like, you really want, you must have somebody in your life. You really want somebody. It's like, and actually, the Two of Hearts is called the Love Affair card. So it's like, you really love to be in love, and that makes a lot of sense. Sometimes, though, you have very high ideals about love, and sometimes that can either, you know, it's like the romantic fairy tale of, you know, it lives happily, you know, you end happily ever after type of thing. So it's like sometimes that needs to be a little more grounded in, yes, that can happen because I've actually seen those relationships, but it's like they're, people can cause that to be. You can turn a relationship into that. You always prefer to be with someone than alone, but you're kind of sort of waiting for the right person to come along. Ironically enough, sometimes you shy away from, you know, the person you want very much, because sometimes, you know, reality hits. It's kind of like in relationships. It's like, okay, he squeezes the toothpaste in the middle. I can't stand that because I squeeze it from the end. So sometimes it's those little things that kind of crash things. You end up associating with people, what they call of means. It's like a lot of times, you know, people you're with in a relationship, it's like, you know, they've got the ability to spend the money on you. And you prefer that kind of company. Who doesn't? Financial fears, you do have some financial fears from time to time. You need to handle those carefully so that does not affect your health and well-being. A study of, you know, spiritual side of things will always bring a lot more positive guidance to your life. You have a lot of natural intuitive ability that can be useful for fun or profit. As Capricorns, sometimes, you know, as a Capricorn, you're sometimes too practical and sometimes too hard on yourself and sometimes too hard on others. So it's like the advice there is kind of like, you know, lighten up, and it's like, I sometimes hate that word because my brother always used to say that to me. It's like, you really need to lighten up. It's like, no, you need to get more serious. So, oh, let's see. You need to kind of guard your heart. It's like, you know, it's one of those things where you don't want to be in a relationship so bad that you just kind of, you know, put up with anything. It's like, you don't want to settle for something. It's like, you need to take some time and really, you know, make sure a person, you know, that you're focused on is the person for you. Do a little bit here with your Two of Diamonds, which is your planetary ruler. It gives you a lot of success with work and finances. You have an ability to find the right people to achieve goals with. You're going to have very prosperous cycles in your life, much more so sometimes than a lot of us. You have a keen and logical mind. It gives you a lot for success. But again, your personal relationships, your logic sometimes is more of a hindrance than a help when it comes to a personal relationship. You have that inner desire for love and affection, but your desire for love and affection can sometimes compete for your it competes for your ambition and work in work matters and jobs, and it sometimes it seems like it's a hard thing to balance having satisfaction in work and love at the same time. Does that make any sense? Does that make any sense?
Can you hear me?
Okay, yeah, I said, did that, is what I've said, does that make any sense? Sometimes you're kind of like,
It used to, like, 15 years ago, more so than now.
Okay, all right.
I've learned to balance it.
Aha, all righty. That's important. Emotionally, it's like sometimes, you know, it's like, well, and again, this might be speaking to when you're younger. Emotionally, you know, you might have had a lot of work to do. And sometimes you have to watch out for what, you know, what you call fixed principles about love or marriage that might cause you to stay in a bad relationship more. You know, if you get in a bad relationship, you go, oh, you know, I can tough it out, whatever. It's like, but you kind of don't want to put up with that. So I don't know if you've been in that, out of that, or have lost partner to.
Yeah, I've already been in that, stayed in a relationship for 7 years that I should have stayed in for 2 of those 7 years.
Uh-huh.
5 years because of his daughter.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
And wait, so he was out of school and out of the house.
Yeah. Yeah. That makes it hard. So you finally, but you're finally kind of done with that and kind of moving forward and moving on into something else?
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely. Okay. You know, and there is. It's like you are going to be one of those people. You will find someone. It's like I'm not as adept at saying, you know, who that person might be. I know there's other people like I know Jethro on he's on Saturdays, and it's like if you call back, you know, on Saturday, like the 773-897-6461. He does really good sometimes with, you know, showing different directions. But what I can say kind of generally is, if you find something that you love to do, find something that, you know, you enjoy, like a hobby, something like that, you know, put yourself in a place, in a space, doing something that you love to do, because you're going to find other people there who love to do what you love to do. And it's like sometimes they're the right gender, you know, to have a good love match with. You know, but finding things in common, you know, that's a big thing. It's like if you can find things, I don't know, whether it's, you know, maybe you like to go to Hastings or Barnes & Noble, be in books, discussion things. You know, you might want to consider even like maybe going back to school, taking a class or two, you know, something like that. But find something that you really love to do. And it's like, and chances are you're going to find somebody who wants to share that aspect of it. And it's like you might not necessarily come out with a, you know, with a flaming relationship, but you might get some good friends who say, oh, you know, it's like, by the way, I know this really nice guy who, you know, he also whatever. So it's like you can also meet people through, you know, making other, those other friendships and other connections. Does that sound like anything? Does that sound like anything you're in a space and place to do?
Not really at this time.
Okay. All righty. You're just kind of doing the work thing. You just kind of caught up in a daily work schedule, or?
Well, actually, my workers' comp.
Ah, okay, gotcha. Okay, right. So you've had some injury on the job. Okay. Are you mobile at all? Can you kind of, you know, are you in a place and space where you can get out at all, even like once a week, you know, do shopping or anything like that? Are you mobile at all, getting out?
Yep. Yes, I am.
Okay. Do you like to go places, you know, like to a library? You know, do you like spend quiet time there, you know, like doing something there? Or, you know, what kind of the places and spaces do you like to go and do?
Well, since they closed the bookstore at the mall.
Okay.
That's kind of the question these days. I live in a very rural area in upstate New York by Canada.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Geographic challenge.
Right. Wow. Okay. Yeah, and that does that makes it, you know, it's like, yeah, when you're in a geographic area, and I understand that, because it's like I've spent a lot of time out in Wyoming, and it's like, believe me, there's more antelope than there are people. So it's like that does make it harder to meet people when you're, you know, in a more rural area. You know, is there kind of a favorite watering hole type of place, you know, something like that you can go locally or not?
Yeah, sort of, kind of.
Sort of, kind of. Okay. That, or, you know, a lot of times, I don't know, how are you? Are you really big? Do you like getting on the computer? It's like, apparently there's a lot of people that meet people on the computer. It's like, yeah, there's a lot of things to watch out for, but there's also places and spaces you can go where you get on with something and, you know, you start, you know, like, I don't know, in chat rooms or whatever, but I don't know, sometimes, you know, that can be dicey, but it's like, at the same time, sometimes you can meet people you never would have met before. Is that a possibility?
I do meet a lot of people offline.
Okay.
And there was somebody that I was sort of getting looking at getting romantically involved with until somebody kind of stuck their nose into it this week.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I haven't heard from them. Yeah, I haven't heard from
That's
them.
Bad.
Yeah, they were going to come over for dinner. And, yeah. I'll just say that.
Yeah. Going to say, is that something that's, golly. I say, is that salvageable around the, you know, around that, or is that something, you know, it's like, can you unstick their nose, I guess is what I might ask. It's like, is that possible for you to kind of undo whatever they put their big foot in?
I don't know exactly what they did. All I know is they decided to hack my account. It was a female that did it.
Oh, no.
And she added herself to my friend on the page. She
Uh-oh.
Went and singled out that single individual, added him as a friend. And I'm assuming she emailed him or did whatever, said whatever, and I have not heard from this person since.
Oh, rats.
Ooh.
So you don't really, I was going to say, is it possible to do that repair yourself? Do you have a phone number you could actually call him and talk to him, or is it just a...
I have called, and he will not answer his phone. He will not return any text messages. Yes.
That is...
I hear you.
Themselves some raw, some bad karma for that one. That's naughty. You don't do that. Oh, my goodness.
Have you changed your password?
I've done that. She likes to have, I figured out that she likes to have me single because she's not happily married. And she knows when I'm single that she'll call me up and I'll go out to the bar with her or she can come over here. Like, matter of fact, that night she happened to come over here at about 11 o'clock at night and stayed till 5 o'clock in the morning and didn't want to leave my house.
Oh, shoot.
You gotta remove yourself from her.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's a friendship that's not doing you any good. Yeah,
that's
time
not
to
a
feed
friendship.
Your garden.
You gotta take care of yourself, and she's not a friend.
No.
That is where I have come to the conclusion of. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Time to make some different friends. It's like that's, you know, this is one of those where you can do it nicely, you know, because you probably don't want to, I mean, you probably live in the same area, you don't want to, you know, make her mad and stuff, but it's like at the same time you go, you know, my life is going a different direction and I need to spend some time doing this, and it's like, you know, I'm not going to be able to just have you, you know, drop in or, you know, do whatever it is you're doing there, and it's like I've got other plans, and it's like, and go out and, you know, not be there. It's like go do something, even if you have to go drive around the block, you know.
And it kind of goes in with you were talking about how I am intuitive,
right?
You
sense
the
coming. Yep.
Yeah, I kind of closed the door on that a while back, several years ago. I didn't like what I was seeing because it was always something that was bad that was going to happen that I knew I couldn't change.
Right. Yeah.
Just recently,
exactly.
In the past month or so, I've opened that door back up.
Ooh, you might want to work on closing it.
And then when she pulled this on Tuesday, I knew it was her. I knew what had happened. And then it kind of came to light things that have happened over the past 7 years that I've been friends with her.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
And it all made sense.
Yep. All the jigsaw pieces went into one and made a picture that was not real pretty, exactly. Oh, my goodness.
Let her go.
Yeah. Bless her and
I'll
let her go.
I'll give you a piece of advice that somebody gave me when I first realized about myself, because I'd shut off when I was little. She's another medium, and she told me, always go with your first impression, never your second or your third, and never second guess yourself.
There you go. Yeah.
Go
kind of
with
like
your gut.
The test. Don't change your answers.
Exactly.
Have learned
you always know.
And I have learned to start listening to that gut feeling again, or as my cousin, who's also intuitive, calls it, the little voice.
Yep.
Pay attention.
Yeah, exactly.
You've
got to
pay attention, and that woman is absolutely bad news.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
there's no way. She's not a true friend. A true friend does not do that to you.
Exactly.
And I was just really hoping maybe you've seen something in the cards that might give me an indication that I'm not seeing that I might be able to salvage this relationship with this person that I was trying to have a relationship with.
There is always that. There is that potential out there. There is. I don't know how long it's been since you contacted him. You know, it's like, golly, how do I put this? Sometimes, you know, a snail mail letter does things that calling an internet does not. It's like, shoot, you know, I wouldn't give up at the moment. It's like I would kind of like say, you know, here's what happened, and kind of explain it a little bit and say, you know, I've shut the door to this, you know, this person that, you know, is causing havoc, and just say, you know, this is what she's done, and this is illegal. If nothing else, you know, can you report her to, like, I don't know if it was, I think Google and Yahoo, and it's like, you know, when somebody hacks your account like that, there are places you can go to report them for doing those things, because that's wrong, and they need to be taken, you know, taken off or taken down. It's like, so I'd clear, you know, like she said, like Dee said, it's like, you know, clear up your account stuff and get your password and stuff back on to, you know, where you need to do, and just, you know, send a letter, you know, send a note of apology or something, or just, you know, tell him, hey, I'm really sorry that this happened, but here's what I figured out, you know, has occurred, you know, and this person really meddled where they shouldn't have, and it's like, you know, I'm really sorry if it's caused confusion, you know, would you please, you know, give me one chance and let me, you know, let's talk and let's explain, or just, you know, something along that line, and just, and give it a try.
I basically did that last night.
If you have Yahoo Messenger, you can not only delete somebody, but you can have it so that you appear permanently offline to them. You can also take and do ignore. I just did that yesterday with someone.
Yeah, that's good. With this other person, then drop them off from Facebook, and
yeah, for sure.
Yes, definitely. A true friend will never do that to you.
Yeah. I guess, Dee, are you getting anything with you know, it's like, what do you think possibilities are? It's like, part of my gut says it's like, you know, yeah, there's still a possibility with this other relationship, and, you know, and at the same time, it's like, you know, maybe don't give up on, you know, going out and saying, okay, well, you know, if you're not going to talk to me, then, you know, you're right. It's been nice, you know, nice talking with you. It's like, you know, and pick up someone else. And there's, you know, there are other people out there. That's not the only fish in the pond.
Right. Sometimes you have to let them go, because somebody hacked into me a while back on MSN. I was chatting with a guy that I met on Smooch. I really liked the guy, and he would come on to MSN, or he would come into Yahoo. And all of a sudden, I get a message from him. He starts out with hi, and then he's telling me that he got an offline message on MSN from me that was pure filth, and he was upset because his mother was in the hospital, and he was complaining because he said, every time I come online, you always want to chat. Well, he could have told me that he didn't want to, that he was busy, and we could have chatted later. I wasn't trying to, you know, push at him or anything, and I never left him an offline message, and I figured out what had happened. He told me he didn't want anything to do with me again. I tried to explain via email, because we had each other's email addresses. He totally ignored me, so I just let him know, okay, well, you know, I let him know I wasn't going to bother him anymore. I tried to apologize because I didn't do it, and I changed my password. I had to change because, you know, and that's, you know, she's got to do what she's got to do and just say, you know, let him know. Yeah, I think I would agree, if you can snail mail him, if you have an address, just say something nice and polite and let him know exactly what's going on. Let him know that, you know, if he's still interested, you're still interested. Otherwise, you know, wish him well and let him know you won't bother him again.
Yeah.
That's the best you can do.
You can also let him know the third party is no longer in your life either. Friend is like, you know, she caused havoc, and you're not going to let her cause havoc again, you know, and you're really sorry for the misunderstanding.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah, I'd give him a couple days. You know, I'll give him a couple days of the email that I sent him last night, and if I don't hear back from him, I figure I'd just send him an email saying, you know, it was nice meeting you. It was nice. I enjoyed talking to you. And for whatever reason, whatever was said or done, you don't want to speak to me anymore, then, you know, I just hope to have a good life and enjoy it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
wish him well.
And say, I apologize for, you know, my soon-to-be ex-friend, because apparently, you know, it's like, I'm really sorry that she got a hold of my information, and it's like, I'm really sorry, you know, I have no idea what she said, you know, I can't find that out. And it's like, I don't know what she said, but I wish you would tell me. So it's like, you know, we could at least dialogue about it. But if not, if there's no response, then I'd give it, you know, give it a week to 10 days. Give it a week to 10 days and see what happens.
Okay.
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
I will do that.
You can't just keep pushing at somebody because you'll drive them further away.
Yeah.
Correct.
And let us know. Let us know how things work out, you know. Sue up in New York. Like, yeah.
Good luck.
Good, thank you. Have a very good afternoon.
Okay, you too. Have a good one.
Bye.
All righty. Let's see. I think our next caller is from 956 area code. You are on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good.
Hi.
How are you doing today? And how
was long. I'm sorry?
I said, who am I talking with? What's your name?
This is Tony.
Tony? Okay. What can I do for today?
Just my date of birth, just like the other young lady, please.
Okay. What is your date of birth?
11/13/75.
Is there anything in particular you're looking for today or any questions in particular you
I'm
want to ask?
I'm looking for love in all the wrong places.
You made a song out of that. All righty. Well, let's see if we can get you hooked up with some love in the right places then. Gee, that would always be better. Oh, let's see here. Okay, so that's 11 and 13. Let's see. I'm thinking that's, okay, oh, so, oh, 75. Oh, you're a young person here. All righty. Let's see.
I'm not so young.
A lot younger than I am.
Compared to me, you're young.
All right. Oh, wow. Okay. You are a 7 of clubs person. Wow. Holy moly. With a jack of diamonds as your planetary ruler. Okay. 7 people. It's like, well, what I do know, what I can tell you about clubs is clubs are the people, you're the kind of person that's like, you're the student of the deck. It's like anything that you've ever tried to learn usually comes really easy. Anything you apply yourself to learning, it's like you pick up pretty easily. 7 is a hard card. The 7s are a lot of time people who are here on kind of like, I'll say, spiritual journeys. And that can cause like havoc with daily life because you're kind of trying to juggle spiritual things with how do I fit into this life here that I'm in right now. And that sometimes can be a conflict. It's like let's see what else we got going here. Let's see, it also puts you, I'm trying to think, is that Scorpio? No, that's not, what's before Scorpio? I'm not really good on the astrology here. There it is, okay. Okay, that's what I thought. Okay, yeah, your card is called the card of spiritual knowledge. You're a highly spiritual person, but it's up to the individual person to manifest that person, you know, the spirituality and turn the negative aspect of that into accomplishment. Your challenge rests in that sometimes the negative aspects of a mind can be worry, doubt, pessimism. So sometimes, you know, you really have to watch yourself to not kind of get down and get down on yourself, and then it kind of becomes a downward spiral. You have a lot of insight and inspiration, but when you don't follow it, when you don't kind of follow that, you know, the upward swing, it's like you can get depressed and kind of, you know, despair is kind of hopelessness. It's like, oh, man, nothing's ever going to work. And it's like, and that's not always true. You have the ability to overcome your problems. You have the, you know, what faces you. You even have ability to attain fame and recognition you secretly desire. But you got to, you know, with that price, it's like, I don't know if you ever saw the movie Fame. It's like the work starts here. You know, you got to apply yourself to it. You can have large sums of money at different times in your life. But sometimes you spend your money just as quick as you get it. You're not sometimes the best money manager. Your difficulties in life a lot of times can be traced directly to what you think. And there's a really cool book called How to Talk to Yourself 365 Days a Year. It's really kind of cool in the terms of gives you some positive thoughts for the day. you have a as a seven of clubs, you have a responsibility to maintain positive, healthy thoughts, because it's like anything that you, I don't know if you've ever seen the movie The Secret either, it's called, you know, thoughts become things, so it's like you really need to focus on what you want to bring in. Don't worry about things that you don't want. Focus on what you do want, you know, kind of write yourself a letter and go, here's what I do want, you know, and kind of focus on those, and it's like, you know, more in a more positive, healthy direction. Any contact with spiritual thoughts or ideals is, you know, sure to have a good effect on you. It's like, you know, if you choose to study spiritual, you know, do a spiritual study thing, it's like it's going to bring you up in a positive manner, because, you know, anything of a positive spiritual bent is going to lift you higher. It's going to bring you up in your thoughts. Having honesty and integrity, and that sometimes, you know, that sometimes can be hard for, you know, for any of us. If you let your desire for success override your integrity, though, you're going to have problems, especially in the areas of love and family. So you really need to make sure that you are, it's kind of like, you know, called being true to, be true to yourself, and be true, really, really honest and on the straight arrow with people around you. Let's see, the true story of your love life comes as a result of how you handle other areas of your life. The good news is, if you apply yourself, you have more chances than it says any other card in the deck, actually, to attain mastery of your emotions and your romantic involvements. You got a little bit of karma, you got a little bit of things, you know, you got to let go. Your thing is learning how to let go of personal attachments to other people, or create a positive attitude about your partner and in your partner, as well as for the rest of your life. It's like, you know, really sit down and like what they say and see yourself being positive. It's like, you know, because I you know, you hear so many people go, oh, this is my life and it's never going to change. Well, if you have that attitude, you're right, it's never going to change. So it's like you kind of go, this is the first day of the rest of my life, how do I want to live it, how do I want the rest of my life to go, and kind of get in that mindset. You operate better, you know, you do better if you're in a committed married relationship, and sooner or later you will make that relationship, you know, you will make that commitment if you're not already there. And sometimes though, you're having a lot of indecision with the personal life and choice of a mate. Let's see, what else here? In terms of other things that kind of come into the play here is your planetary ruling card. You have a lot of creative energy. You're really kind of a playful person, and that can be really good for coming up with good ways to make money. And you have some sales ability that could really bring you a lot of money. You've got a youthful countenance. You always enjoy having a good time. However, some people of the old school go, oh, you're irresponsible if your good times become too important. So it's like, you know, it's important to have a balance, you know, have some fun in your life, you know, and at the same time, you know, all work, you know, makes you a dull person, but it's like, so you got to have the fun side and the play time, but don't let play override either. It's like, because then you're out of balance. If you can get into some kind of what they call entrepreneurial work, you know, kind of where you're working for yourself, you can put some of your ideas into action. You value your personal freedom, and this may be one reason that others find, you know, long-term commitment. You have a hard time, you have a hard time fitting a long-term commitment into your plans, because, you know, you do kind of like to be, you're kind of a free spirit. It would kind of take it's going to take a special person to kind of meet all, you know, to meet your relationship needs and that kind of stuff. But it's like, I always grew up with the idea, it's like, you know, it always says, well, for every pot there is a lid. So it's like, and for every lid there is a there's always somebody, you know, there is somebody on this planet who is a good mix for you. It's like, yeah, I know Jethro's got some really good remedies for, you know, bringing people in. Does any of that kind of help? Any of that kind of sound like you?
Yeah, I thought I found that person because but I'm working on it. No, I don't know. I mean, he's just like me. I like my freedom. I don't like being told what to do, when to come back. Yeah, if I'm in a relationship, I'm committed. But as long, uh-huh. I mean, they should know that I'm committed. I don't have to be there, you know, babysitting them.
Right. Yeah, you don't have to be there 24/7 and handcuffed to his side to be there. Right. Exactly.
No, I don't like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I already have a child. I don't need to.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Have you had that discussion with him? Have you had, you know, have you sat down with him and said, you know, hey,
no,
you know.
We're not in speaking terms.
Oh, whoops, okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I know that. Wow. I think he can handle me.
Yeah.
I don't think he can handle me. But, yeah, you pretty much said it.
Yeah, wow.
It's my way.
I'm going to say, so are you trying to make it work with him, or are you kind of trying to...
I am.
Okay.
I am.
Wow. And that can be really hard, because you said you have a little one with him?
No, not with him.
Okay. You have a little one. You have a package with you. You're a package deal. Okay.
Yes. But it's only one, so...
Well, you know, I was going to say, if he's not on speaking terms with you right now, it's like, yeah, it might be kind of a, it's like, you know, what kind of area of the country do you live in? Do you live in a real rural area, or are you kind of in a city, or it's like, you know, whereabouts
city.
Are you at?
I live in the city.
Okay. Do you have opportunities to kind of get out and meet other people, you know, during the day or the week?
I don't have problem meeting people.
Okay.
I meet people. I'm real. There has to be something special about them. I don't know. I can't explain. Something.
That makes a lot of sense to me. That makes a lot of sense.
I mean,
that spark.
Yeah, I was gonna say. It's like, is this? I mean, you know, where do you go when a guy says, you know, he doesn't want to talk to you anymore? It's like, is that kind of the point where you go, well, okay, so you just kind of leave him alone to, you know, be in his cave and sulk or whatever he's doing for a while, and just say, okay, well, you know, you sit in there and pout, and it's like, and I will go out and I'm going to meet some other people, you know?
I just say, okay.
Sometimes you kind of got to do that. It's like, you know, you kind of can't. Hang in there, you know. It's like if the other person's not even going to talk to you, it's like go find somebody who will talk to you, you know.
that's me. And then when they do see you, he stopped talking to me because he saw me with someone else.
Tell us, little boy.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Nobody told him to stop talking to me, right?
I was going to say, well. You know, and if that's the case, you know, sometimes, you know, somebody like that, you know, if they really have jealousy issues and if they have control issues, you know, that might not actually be the best for you. You know, you might want to actually get somebody who's going to let you have a little more freedom because you are an outgoing person, and it's like, and you really like to go out and meet people. And it's like, if someone is going to have issues with you having other friends, might want to look other directions and somebody who's a little more, you know,
when I'm with somebody like as serious to say we're committed and we're known that we're together, I'm not a
right. You're not playing around on them. Like you're not cheating on them, right? It's like, but a lot of times fellas don't understand. It's like that, you know, his girl can have more than one friend, you know, but they are just a friend. They don't understand that aspect of it. And it's like if that's not something that he can understand, you might want to look for somebody who has that understanding, because it's like, you know, we all need a lot of, you know, a variety of people in our lives. And it's like, you know, the best thing you can have is a lot of friends. And if you're with somebody who doesn't have a lot of friends and doesn't understand how to maintain relationships and that kind of stuff,
he has
like,
a lot of friends.
Oh, does he? Okay.
Well, I mean,
for him to have friends, but not you.
And, you know what? And I don't have a problem with it. I think I don't have a problem with him having friends. It doesn't bother me at all.
Right.
I mean, at all. At the least, it doesn't bother me. Or do I even think anything of it?
But he had a problem with you having friends.
Yes, because when he saw me with that person, he just completely stopped speaking to me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, whatever.
I was going to say, is there a way to, you know, I mean, is there a way to contact him, like, you know, leave a message on his phone or, you know, drop him?
I wouldn't do that to him. I don't see no point. I mean, I'm just not going to. I've read
not
it out.
Go that.
No, he's upset because over something.
I was going to say, if he's upset over something like that where you know, he's allowed to have friends and you're not, it's like that's not very two-way. It's like you might seriously want to go, okay, you know, well, thank you very much. I will, you know, talk to you when I see you. And it's like, you know, we'll still be friends. And it's like, but, you know, I'm, you know, it's time to kind of move on with another relationship, huh?
Yeah. I mean, it's okay. I'll get over it.
Time heals all things. Yeah, it does. It does.
So I say, like, I'll get over it. I could ask the bottom, you know, and stuff like that, see what they tell me, but.
Right.
I really did that, and I'm the type that, you know what, if he doesn't want to talk, speak to me or call me, I'm not going to waste my time.
Exactly.
I'm not even going to go there, because then eventually he'll come around, and I'll probably be with somebody else, and it's going to be too late, and we've been down this road before.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So I know his ways already.
Yeah.
Time to get off the treadmill.
Yeah. Gonna say you got any insights on that for her, Dee?
Huh?
I say you got any insights there for her?
I'd say get off the treadmill. It sounds like he's allowed to have his friends, but you're not. He sounds like he's not quite mature enough for someone like you.
Because
we all have friends. We all have friends. Most of my friends, to be honest, are male friends, and I met a lot of them online, and they're terrific people. But when it comes to the man in my life, which is, as she pointed out before when she did my reading, is from a distance, but, you know, it will work itself out. But at the same time, we all have friends, and we all need friends. And if he can't understand that, then there's a problem. But I also think that, if you are in a relationship, you should be able to share your friends. You should be able to introduce your friends to him and vice versa.
Well, I know some of his friends. I do, but we're not really official couple. We just came around. You know, I would have liked to, but things are just so too complicated for me to
I think you're much better off.
We have Jethro. Jethro's there, and I think he's joined us. It's like you have anything you want to tell her? Jethro, are you on?
Hello, Jethro.
He might not be on his phone at the moment. Okay. All righty.
Uh-huh.
Well, any other questions for us today, Tony?
No, thank you very much for taking
my call. Well, that's great. Keep us informed. Have a good week.
Well, you too. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Okay. Our next person from 307. You are on Psychics Gone Wild. What can we do for you today?
Hi, Kelly. This is Jeremy.
Hey, Jeremy. How are you doing?
Pretty good. I thought I'd come online for support and learn something from you from your readings and stuff.
All righty. Sounds good. Like, do you want to listen in, or do you want me to actually do some of your cards here, or what would you like me to do?
Either way.
Okay. Let me get your birthday.
9/4/70, 6:22 p.m., Sacramento, California.
Okay, 9/4 of 1970. Okay, let's see what we got here. 9, that's a Virgo. That's right. Okay, let's see here. Let me put this in here. I got some background noise here. It's like, okay.
Might be my TV.
No, that's okay. Some of it's mine. It's like my computer's having an issue of its own. It already kicked me off once today, so it's like,
I was on when that happened.
But I didn't think it was allowed to do that, but it's like, apparently it did. It didn't like something I was doing. Okay.
Computers have minds of their own.
We won't even go to that. I usually crash my... Okay.
Oh, no.
No. Okay, Jeremy, you're a seven of diamonds. Let's see here. And for this one, you got a king of okay, let me run this one here real quick. And your planetary, that's interesting. And your planetary ruling card is a five of spades. Okay, wow. Yeah, I was going to say, there we go. Okay. Kind of along the same thing. It's like, a lot of the issues, it's like, diamonds deal with money. Diamonds also deal with values. And it's like, and also the sevens are the spiritual cards. And it's like, sometimes the sevens, I hate to say I feel sorry for you guys, but it's like, man, you really picked a tough road to hoe. You got a lot of things doing with your, spirituality, things like that. Your planetary ruler is a Five of Spades, which, ironically enough, is my birth card. So I can tell you a lot about Five of Spades people. It's like, you know, spades are the old people of the deck. It's like you have a lot of intuition. You have a lot of psychic stuff, as you know. And sometimes it also indicates a lot of moving around. It's like there's a lot of restlessness with the fives. And it can be either internal restlessness or it can be actual physical, you know, you change locations. You know, you're always looking for a new home type of thing. It's like going, that's where we've been this year. It's like, it's been really interesting. Okay. Oh, yeah. Well, that's cool. And the Seven of Diamonds is also called, it's a semi-fixed card. You're part of a special family of seven uniquely different cards. You fall into a different category, and you kind of have a special mark on your life. You can be very stubborn, as we know that. You're also extremely creative, and you are destined, some of you can be destined to be millionaires if you want to really work at it. But you do that by accessing the high side of, it's called the spiritual money card. It's the card, the Seven of Diamonds is actually the spiritual value card.
Yep.
You need to maintain a non-attached attitude about money, or else you're going to have continual problems with it. In other words, it's like if you're worrying about money all the time, you are going to have problems with it. It's like if you kind of do that thing where it's like, you know what, God's going to provide, and you kind of throw that out there. And I know it's hard to not worry about money when you're, you know, when you're trying to pay the bills and buy groceries, you know. But at the same time, it's like if you have that inner confidence and going, you know, it's like it's going to be okay and we're going to be taken care of. It's like you start having some confidence with that because things start happening in that way, you know, if you know what I mean. You can find, you know, a lot of times you either find yourself worrying about money all the time or else not worrying, and you have as much as you want. It's like, you know, your needs are met. Your life lessons, many of your life lessons come through that avenue. The other avenue you're going to get your life lessons is close relationships, you know, your family, lovers, friends, all very important to people, the Seven of Diamonds persons. You have close ties, for better or worse, with your family, sharing their trials. You've got a high spiritual love nature that often entails making personal sacrifices for your family and other close relationships. There is very little you would not do on behalf of your parents or your family. It's one of the most spiritual cards in the deck, and your success comes from approaching life in ways that are other than traditional or materialistic. The most successful sevens people are the ones that live in faith, and it's like, and just know that all your needs will be provided, and they will. A lot of times you're restless. You make frequent changes in either your occupation or your location. I know, like I say, because I know you, it's like I know that's happened. Your love life usually entails sacrifice and disappointment until you learn to let others go and be as they are and don't try to change them. You only work on changing yourself. In your spiritual studies, you find inner satisfaction and validation for your own intuition, which, you know, we know your intuition is really good. Once you're on your spiritual path, everything in your life can be put into proper perspective basing on that, and you can excel in any chosen field. You can. You have that ability. For a spiritual person, as yourself, relationships, it revolves around letting go of personal attachments and developing a more spiritual approach to love. You're by nature a very loving person, and you're willing to make a lot of sacrifices on behalf of the people that you love. There's bound to be one or more, you know, karmic love involvements, and the challenge to raise them to your level of love to more spiritual and responsible heights. And a lot of times you have high ideals associated with love and partnership. You have a lot of expectations out of that person. You're more or less destined to have your ideals tested every step along the way. Your stubbornness and independence can attract powerful relationships into your life, but they're always going to be ones that, you know, that double-edged sword is, they're going to teach you important lessons. Let's see, for guys, a lot of times you are attracted to spade, you know, females of the spade, spades, and you also have a lot of club females as friends and associates. Let's see. Okay, and then what does it have to say about the rest of that there? Let me see how that interacts with your seven here. As your planetary ruler, the Five of Spades, it can cause you to do a lot of traveling or moving, which as a seven you're already doing anyway. Basically, it adds a very adventurous side to your personality, which I know you have that one too. You probably see life as an opportunity to experience many things, more so than anything else. Even so-called, quote, bad experiences is going to have value. You know, it's like the old saying is, if you didn't get what you want, you got experience, you know. But it's a value to you because of what you learn from it. You know, it's like nothing is ever a wasted learning opportunity. It's like, you know, well, that was a bad experience. I don't want to, you know, repeat that one, so I'm going to learn from that and go on. You love to be with people and have success in groups, the larger the better. You have a fair amount of sales and promotional ability that you can, you know, easily use to, you know, make a living with. You're pretty amicable. You can relate to most anyone on their level. You can make them feel really comfortable with you. Restlessness is the real heart of your of the five of spades, you know. So it's like, and like I say, just because I know you, it's like I'm sitting there going, wow, it really kind of hit you on the head, didn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely.
That's pretty cool. Got anything else going on, or would you just like to listen in?
Yeah, I would just I basically came on to give support and
cool.
Try and boost up the energy a little bit.
All righty. I got to say, are you doing on Wednesdays at a regular time? When is your time slot? It's like Wednesdays? Or?
I think we're going to be doing it Wednesdays on a regular time, and I'm probably going to keep the readings to a mile. I'll be giving psychic advice
okay.
for now. Because I had such a rush from yesterday, I still got one this morning from yesterday.
Wow. Okay. Sounds good. All right.
But,
well,
yeah,
I'll put
but
you on
I've been referring people. I've been referring people that want actual readings to the other psychics.
Right. Right. Okay.
Thanks.
Yeah. So I always remember that number. That's 773-897-6461. That's like, and if they call that, it's like it'll actually tell people, you know, what the schedule is for the day or for the week and that kind of stuff. So, all righty.
That's good.
Well, anything else?
Okay. Pretty much got it on the nose.
Okay. Anything else you're looking forward to? It's like, are you looking in an area for work, or is there any kind of thing you're, you know, are you?
This week I kind of ticked off my boss. I gotta talk to him Friday or Saturday when I go in. Other than that, I kind of expect what's gonna come out of his mouth.
Uh-huh.
He was drunk.
Okay.
He was drunk. I was a little lit. And
oh boy.
It was just
okay.
One of those things.
T&D, tax and diplomacy time. Alrighty. Sounds good. Okay. Well, I'll leave you on here. It's like, and then I'll go to our next caller here. From area code 215, you are live on the air with Psychics Gone Wild.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good. Who am I talking with today?
Jennifer.
Jennifer, okay. What is your birth date, Jennifer?
11-17-71.
11-17-71. Okay, what kind of things are you kind of looking to find out about today?
My job.
Job. Okay, yep, that's a big one anymore. It's like, that's for sure. Okay,
yeah.
Let's see if we can figure out what's kind of going on there. Let's see. Let me get that one there. 11 of, and you said 11-17, okay. Got to make sure I get right numbers here. It's like, if I don't calculate the right numbers, it's like I'm in poodoo. So, yes, here we go. Okay, here we go. 11-17-71. Okay, wow, that's kind of... You got a lot of ones. You got a lot of ones and sevens there. That's pretty cool.
I know.
Oh, let's see. You are a three. Your birth card is a three of clubs. Your planetary ruler is a seven of spades. Wow. That can be okay. Let's see. I know threes people can have. Just generically, a lot of indecision, and it's like, and a lot of it just depends on, you know, kind of depends on you, kind of depends on how you handle it. I was like, wow, to me that looks kind of like a tough mix, because it's like, yeah, your natural inclination is, you know, you can be really, you're really artistic, intuitive. I mean, you know, you really have a lot of positive things, but it's like, boy, watch out if you kind of get to feeling down and get to feeling negative, you can really plumb the depths. And then
yeah.
It's hard to get out of there. You know, one of the best things you can do for yourself there is, you know, keep a positive. You know, it's like, and sometimes it's hard. It's like, you know, when you're in the middle of the forest, you can't see the forest for the trees. And sometimes that's how you get, you know, especially with, you know, either love or work. It's like, you know, sometimes it's really hard to see where you're at because you're right in the middle of it, and it's hard to have that objectiveness. Let's see what we can figure out here. Okay. You got a lot of creativity. On the high side of that, you can be. I'm not sure what you're currently working at, But you have the ability, you can be very successful as a writer, a teacher, or even a performer. On the flip side, if you don't put your, you know, stuff into positive pursuits, you can spend a lot of time worrying, spend your time on, you know, kind of like frivolous activities, and you never really reach your full potential. So it's like you really got to kind of school your mind and go, okay, this is, you know, it's where I want to be. And even among the, you know, people who are 3 of clubs who are really successful, you know, worry is also an aspect of their life. It's like I've got a dad who's like Worry, I think, was his middle name. Success in life always depends on the individual that you are and how you use your God-given gifts and talents. You're very gifted, but sometimes you have a fear of poverty, and it's like it may get you into a pickle. You know, you might use your creativity in questionable ways. But unfortunately, if you do that, it's going to nail you. It's going to turn around and bite you. You make great salespeople. You can be a really good salesperson. I'm not sure I like that word. It's like propagandist. It's like I'm going, yeah, you can sell people what they, you know, you're one of those people that you could probably sell snowballs to Eskimos in Alaska, you know, one of those. Might not be the best for you. But you really need to decide upon one thing that you really kind of want to do and then just do it. You know, it's like there's a book actually called Do What You Love and the Money Will Follow. So if you're always kind of working towards something that you really like to do, it's like you're going to be more relaxed with it, successful with it, and you're going to feel better, you know, just, you know, like you're actually, you're contributing and doing something you want to do, you know.
Yeah.
You've got some emotional losses. Some are destined, some are karmic in nature. If you see that kind of as a completion or in a graduation, you know, kind of like, well, I, you know, like high school graduation, it's like that relationship was meant to be this, and it's like, you know, I've gone through that door, it's closed, and it's like, you know, time to go on.
Mm-hmm.
You can avoid disappointment by looking at it that way. Your love has potential to be realized on a more universal level. You can utilize your spiritual knowledge and be very successful with that. You're here to be, you can be a transformer of energy. You transform your worry into creativity, and you transform your fear into faith. And that way you can serve as an example, you know, kind of for the people around you, kind of be, you know, a bringer upper instead of a, you know, instead of a bringer downer. On love and relationship stuff, sometimes you're kind of indecisive. You're afraid to make a commitment one way or the other. It's like, you know, it's like, oh, if I choose this one, then I can't have that one. It's like kind of like the kid in the candy store thing. Sometimes, again, you might try, you love to try different things, and you like to experience all love or all life has to offer. So you find it, you know, kind of like a tennis match. You find a lot of going back and forth in the choice of relationships. On the other hand, you can take time after time. You attract people who are afraid or unwilling to make a commitment into your life. You've got the strong creative urge. You've got, that can be a relationship. It's like sometimes you're better off being a single person rather than getting too involved, but there'll be losses, some losses in life, but you can have love and happiness whenever you decide to make a firm decision and refuse to accept, you know, less than what you truly want. You know, when you decide you don't want to settle for something and you really make a decision, it's like that's when it's going to happen. And that's kind of like the clubs. That's kind of what the clubs is. Like you probably always had anything that you really want to learn. You know, you're really, the clubs people are really good students, and you can learn and do anything you want to learn and do. You really can. Kind of what area? So your 7 of spades, that adds a lot of strength to your personality, gives you a lot, it gives you some good fortune, actually, in areas of home and family. You might feel, you know, if you're in a relationship, you might feel you have a blessed relationship or many good things have come from your parents. Health concerns might play a role in your life. You might possibly be accident prone. I can think of Archie Andrews and the Archie Andrews comic books there. 7 of spades encourages us to have faith in life in spite of whatever circumstances you find yourself in. And in this regard, you might find many tests in life. And what I always tell people is, like, you know, you want to know where the tests come from, get in the Bible and read the book of Job and find out where your tests really come from, because it's really true. You might be attracting people, those of intelligence and wit and a bit of luck, and you might marry one of those. Financial security is going to come through hard work. So it's like that's, you know, sad but true. It's like there you go. It's like, you know, if you want financial security, it's like any of us, you know, you gotta put in the work. It's like, yeah. In terms of what is coming for job, is like, are you looking to change a job, or are you actively looking, or are you in a job that, you know, you maybe you're looking for promotion? What kind of are you looking for?
I'm in a job right now that I have to get out.
Aha. Okay. Alrighty.
Yeah.
And kind of which direction you want to go? Have you dusted off your resume and kind of got out there and looked around and looked for something, applied to places?
I'm getting a little worried.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay.
I'm getting a little worried. I'm being backed into a corner.
That's not good. No, that's not good at all. That's a bad spot to be.
And I'm trying to, you know, get other things in order. My relationship life is fine. I'm not worried. You know what I mean? Like,
that's not a worry,
I'm not
right?
Worried.
Okay.
I got the space and all, and I'm handling my stuff, and he's a good person, you know, he respects that I'm going through some stuff right now.
Yeah.
You know, it's
a lot
just
of people
that I'm
are.
Trying.
A lot of changes, a lot of earth changes.
Yeah,
there's
a lot
of people stuff in their relationship right now. It's like there's been a lot of changes. There's a lot of stuff really kind of up in the atmosphere right now. Sure are.
Yeah, the relationship is fine. But the part that is scaring me is that I'm being picked on, like, at work.
Oh, that's not good.
I'm being pinpointed for things that it's okay for this one to do, but it's not okay for me to do, you know?
Right.
And, you know, I'm being, like, told to cut my hours back, and they want to cut my hours, and I'm getting a little concerned.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel I'm going to get something very soon.
Right. Right.
You know, it's just frustrating to be told, to be basically felt like you're not anything.
Yeah, that's not cool. That's not cool at all. You're right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh boy. Well, like I say, have you put in some resumes? Have you put in applications other places? Are you, you know, I mean, you're actively looking, and it's like, and you've just kind of heard nothing back? Or?
No, I just sent one out yesterday for the first time. So.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. I'm just wondering how soon do you see me out of where I am?
I don't know. Dee, do you have some thoughts on that?
You just asked when we saw you someplace else, right?
Yeah.
When did you think she might get a job?
I'm thinking in two or three. I was what came to my mind was 2 or 3 months.
2 or 3 months.
That
okay.
long?
Wow.
Huh?
That long.
I know.
Can you hang in that long, Jennifer?
No.
No. Yeah.
That was just the first thing that came to my mind. 2 or 3 months.
Hey, can you put burgers
at
McDonald's? Can you take a temporary job? Is there a temporary agency or something? Can you do some temporary jobs type of stuff?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't even look at that area yet. I'm just trying to keep my head above water.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I'm one that when I have the things that need to be paid. This is paid, that's paid, this is paid. Like, I'm a numbers girl. Like, I figure everything out.
Right, right.
Like, I've gotten through some tough episodes, and I don't, you know, it makes you a better person if I look at it. But, you know.
Yeah.
They say, well, it doesn't kill you, only makes you stronger.
Yep.
Yeah. But I know, right?
Not that sounds so hot, but, you know.
I know.
But you're tough.
Oh, that,
you're strong,
that
and you're going to make
just-
it.
To kill you makes you stronger, yes, indeedy. But sometimes you go, are you sure I can't just die?
I know.
Like, okay, please take this away because I'm tired of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's like if there's, I don't know, you know, like if you're in a big city or rural or whatever, but, you know, you might consider if there's like a place that does like a temp agency, something like that, you know, doing spot jobs, whatever. It's like you might just go, you know, while you still have your current job, it's like go put something in with some place like that and just kind of see, because a lot of times temporary positions can work into full-time positions, you know, and maybe try that avenue.
Yeah, they do, but I'm like, I don't know, like I just didn't want to have to take the unemployment realm.
Right. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I feel like they're cutting my, they want to cut my hours back, and, you know, I'm not agreeing of it. So I see
right.
unemployment, and they're like, oh, no, no. And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
No,
like,
you're not
yeah.
getting a fair shake.
Yeah, exactly.
No, not at all. No, not at all. They are not being fair. And it's okay because, I don't think they're going to fire me. But I
right.
think
no,
drive
I don't
me.
Think so.
They're going to drive me to quit.
Yeah, they're trying to make you to quit.
I think that's
so
the plan,
that
Sam.
Qualify for unemployment. That makes a lot of sense. So it's like, if you have a regular schedule, say, hey, you know, it's like, I sure hope it's okay with you guys if I go pick up a second job then, because it's like, you know, what you're giving me is not going to work. So it's like, it kind of puts them on the hot seat a little bit going, well, huh, you know, they are going to hang in here and, you know, whatever. So it's like, you know, she's going to do what she's got to do, you know, but in the meanwhile, looking for some other stuff. It's like, you know, get your foot in the door someplace else.
Yeah, I will.
Okay. All righty. Well, call us back and keep us informed and, you know, let us know how that goes. And it's like, you might try back Jethro, because a lot of times he's on Saturdays, and he's, I think it's at 10 or something like that, but the same number, it's 773-897-6461. A lot of times he's a lot better on the time frames than some of the rest of us are, because we each have different abilities. And it's like, that sounds like that might, you know, that might be more his forte. So it's like, give him a call back on Saturday and see.
Well, can I ask you one more question?
You betcha.
My relationship, even though, like, I'm going through stuff right now, but you see it blooming more in the spring when I calm down a little bit?
Spring is always a time for blooming. Yeah, it's like, have you had a pretty good solid relationship with this person before? I mean, has it been sustained for a while? Have you guys kind of been together, you know, through some stuff?
We've been together through some stuff, yeah.
Okay.
He's not going anywhere.
Right.
Yeah,
I was going to say that's, you know, I mean, relationships are like, I had somebody tell me a long time ago, a good relationship is like a garden. It's like, if you're a gardener, it's like they take work and time and effort, and it's like anything you want to cultivate, you know, you got to put the time to prepare the ground, plant the seeds, you know, water it, weed it, all that kind of stuff. So it's like, maybe just give you know, a little more TLC. It's like, but yeah, I'm sure it's like after, you know, but when you're having havoc in your own life, it's like, it really, and especially if you have, you know, small people or other, you know, kidlets in the mix there too, it's like, you got to take care of them. And it's like, sometimes, you know, that the adult partner is kind of like, honey, you're an adult. It's like, I need you just to, you know, kind of hang with me here while we get through this. And it's like, you know, but on the other hand, it's like, you know, yeah, when things kind of calm down and you have some more time and attention to that, it's like, of course it's going to get better.
Yeah.
It's like
I just can't wait for that level of, okay, I can start enjoying, like I breathe. I just want to breathe.
Right.
I hear
you.
You.
Like it's like I'm trying to
take
some
air, exactly.
Around, it's like I feel like somebody's trying to put a bag over my mouth and say, you can't breathe. We're going to suffocate you.
No, that would not work.
Yeah.
Okay. All righty. Well, we got a couple other people here that I have been really patient and hanging on. It's like, unless there's anything else I can answer kind of right away.
No, that's it. I want to listen, though. You guys are good.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you so much for calling in. Call in again. We'd love to hear from you.
Okay.
Let's see. We are with, let's see, there's another four. Let me see here. Okay, let me do that. There we are. 904, thank you for being patient. You are on the air. Air code 904. Caller, do we still have you? Hello? You're live on the air with Psychics Gone Wild. Anybody still there? Air code 904. Not sure what happened to that one. Okay. 951, are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm here. Hi.
All right.
Hi.
Thank you for being patient.
Excuse me?
Yes. What is it?
Well, yeah, this is Donna. Hi.
Donna, okay. All righty. And what is your date of birth?
My date of birth is 10/25/67.
25/67. Okay. What in particular are you kind of interested in knowing today? We got about 5 minutes here. Oh, no.
Okay, well, I'm just what my lessons are.
What your lessons are. Okay. That's nice. I like that. Short and sweet and to the point. Okay, let's see. And that's a lot easier than, yeah. Let me see here. Okay, and let's do this with, and say, let me make sure I got dates right. Okay, you should say 10/25 of 67 here. Okay. All righty. Oh, wow, cool. All right, you are a 10 of hearts person.
Yeah.
Tens people? You usually have, you know, they call them tens. It's like because they usually have what they call the circle of ten. It's like, and I don't mean, you know, the Verizon phone line stuff. It's like you usually have a pretty solid group of people around you that are friends, family, people who really care about you. Also, your life lessons in terms of hearts. You're, as a ten of hearts, you're the young people of the deck, which is really kind of cool because it's like you usually maintain a youthful, you know, You're always one of those people who's going to be, like, young, even if you're 97, okay?
Right.
No matter how chronologically old you get, you're always going to be young at heart. And ironically enough, that's where your lessons come in, is, like, emotional issues and things, handling matters of the heart. It's like your deeper issues are, you're kind of here to handle things as, like, you know, how do I handle my emotions? It's like, you know, are my emotions running me or am I running my emotions? You know, who's in charge here?
Right, yeah.
Who's in charge? It's got to be me in charge. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. And your planetary ruling card is a 3 of spades. Let's see here what we got going. Okay, that makes a lot of sense, too. The 10 is also called the social success card. You have a lot of ambition in your life, but and that could cause you kind of to stray off the path of truth. As a result, you can kind of get lost, you know, if you have too much ambition or it leads you in the wrong direction.
Uh-huh.
But you've already experienced truth, and you have that knowing that, you know, that's your birthright to guide you. You're usually pretty creative, artistic, uh-huh. And you tend to be a leader, not a follower. You uh-huh. tend to like children, groups of people. That you can, you know, might regard as your children or audience. You're
uh-huh.
either, you can do well in a field where you can perform in front of others. Like, you know, what popped to mind was like, you know, something like the sock puppets at the local library doing story time, you know, that kind of thing. But you're surrounded by, you know, family, social concerns, and you're just, you know, you're surrounded by people. It's like you really kind of have a sea of people around you. You're innovative. You can make a great contribution in your chosen field as long as you exercise clarity in your judgments. You can either be humanitarian or selfish, and sometimes, you know, that's, you know, as humans, you know, that always kind of can bounce back and forth. You know, it's like you got to take care of yourself to a certain degree, but, you know, a lot of times you really look out for the other guy. And that has a lot to do with your ultimate destination. You a lot of times are independent, you're impulsive sometimes, but you can usually keep that in balance by your wisdom. You can make a unique mark on the world through application of the gifts that you have. You're usually a very gentle person, wise person, the wisdom is there, and your wisdom is your protector and your guiding light. Your power in love, it's like you are attracted to those of power. You're not afraid to work for love and what you want in your personal relationship. You exercise a lot of charm. People like you. A lot of times people, you know, if you're in a relationship or, you know, looking for one, but it's like, when you were getting into a relationship, maybe, you know, they'll make the first move to start a relationship and then, you know, you're willing to work for it. And that's good. And it can be the winning formula for success in a love or marriage. You have basically good love karma. But there can be some indecisiveness in some cases. Let's see, you're very smart people, and when you apply your mental power and creative energy to the area of love, it can get you into trouble when you try too hard to make things turn out as you want it to. It's like, so sometimes you kind of got to let go a little bit and kind of go, well, you know, we started the snowball rolling down the hill, and it didn't quite exactly go where we wanted it to, but we're going to follow along.
uh-huh.
Not trying to plan too much. Love cannot be planned and scheduled and manipulated in the same way we plan out our daily schedules, you know, things. It's like, you know, 8 o'clock I'm going to do this, 9 o'clock I'm going to do this. It's like when your relationship with another person doesn't always work out that way. You need to learn to feel things instead of thinking them out. So there might be a little bit too much analytical sometimes in a relationship that you're in. 3 of spades. You got a 3 of spades as a planetary ruler. It gives you a lot of creative energy. It may result in you have, you know, being an artist of some kind to, at some level. It's like, you know, you can, depending on whether you go public with it or whether you just have, you know, pictures up on your wall or on your refrigerator that you've done yourself or a portfolio book, it's like, you know, that might be something you might really enjoy. But that's one of the cards that it, you're only going to get that through hard work. You know, it's like the spade, it's like spades are all about hard work. It's like think a spade, turn on the soil. It's like, there you go. Without that work, it's like your creativity will be wasted on stress, indecision, uncertainty, and worry. So it's like, you know, don't let your don't let your good, you know, your gift go to waste by worrying about it. Sometimes health concerns can dominate your attention from time to time, especially if you're very work-oriented, like, you know, you need to take a break. It's like you need to take a Sabbath. It's like, you know, rest once a week. Your work brings you peace, but don't ignore your health in the process. You have the capacity to work two jobs at the same time. You've also got a strong romantic streak in needs. If your romantic needs are not met in your current relationship, you might be tempted to, you know, seek something elsewhere. That's kind of the general. That's kind of long and short of it. It's like any questions in particular?
No, it kind of made sense. I work with kids, and I'm a hairstylist. I mean, it all kind of pertains to me. Yeah. So yeah.
That's cool. So you've got a lot of creativity as a hairstylist. It's like
I can't draw anything, so that's the only, you know. I like to make things. So and then I like
to make
pottery. Yeah.
Your watercolor, something like that, maybe? The things are
fun. Oh, yeah, I could probably do that, maybe. It sounded just like me, so it's pretty accurate.
Amazing.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Alrighty. Well, thank you for joining us today. Appreciate
it. Sure. Okay, have a great day.
You too. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Alrighty. We have just a few minutes left here. Let's see what we got going here. 215. Let's see. Who is on 215? You're live with us here. 215? Okay. I'm not getting anybody at 215. Okay. How about... Oh, are you with us here? Hello? Are you on or are you traveling?
I'm on. Can you hear us?
Yeah, I was going to say, we got about 3 minutes left.
3 minutes left, sure. And did you hear us a while ago? Did you hear me at all? This is 928.
The 928?
No, we didn't hear you, Jethro.
Say that again.
Did you hear us? It's Jethro?
No, we didn't hear you.
Uh-uh.
Oh, I was wondering, is this Psychic Gone Wild? We were trying to find that show.
Yeah. Yeah, you're with it. You're with us. You're with Psychic Gone Wild. It's like, yes. We're
we've been trying to get through all day, and we were waiting forever. It's really must have been a good show.
Yeah? Okay. We've talked to a lot of people today. It's been really fun. It's like, it's been really cool.
Good. Oh, great. This is Psychic Jethro, and I was really... glad I could have some friends come on there. I was really glad to see that. I really happy. So we got 3 minutes before it hangs up on me or sets us off. We're trying to get through. I didn't know earlier we were getting all this weird communication through the phone, and we were hoping to make sure everybody that's good. I can see I could hear.
Yeah. It kind of pulled my phone. Kind of pulled what it did with yours. It's like it kicked me off, and it's like I had to log back on. So it's like I had some interesting. Unfortunately, she was on it. I think she kind of covered
with Fonda and make sure you call in. We've been doing this for quite a few months. We're really trying to help people. I thank everybody. As you guys got to have a destiny card reading with CK here. She called it on Fonda. So you remember her? We're kind of all doing this as friends, back and forth. Nobody's getting more than one day. There's a variety. And what I'm just glad, I want to thank everybody that called in today. Those of you who didn't get a hold of anybody, please keep calling 928-284-0437. Or you can get a hold of Peter. Tomorrow will be Aurora Road. She, you know, has a very good following. Those of you who listen to her on the blog talk, and we're looking forward, those of us who really want to help people that are out there, we're all taking turns. We're looking at Spirit Messenger. I'm sure you got to hear her today. And don't forget Dreamwalker. One of the excellent things that we're all doing here to get out of, as you got to hear with, KC here with the Readings of Destiny, you were really excellent. We heard good pieces of what we did get. The song was giving it a lot of hectic and weird, So, you know, we're just really glad that we can get everybody a variety. Look forward to Lady Palmer. She'll be another one on Sex Gone Wild.
Cool.
You know, and I know any of these are plenty that's going to hang up on you. So get the last minute. Thank you for being very patient with us. We're all working out the glitches. Nobody should get more than 10 minutes if that happened. I'm very sorry. Please don't send me hate mail because I'm doing the best I can. You know, and I really like to work and help everyone, and that's what we're going to do on it. Thank you, DC, for doing your Destiny first, giving your site so they can get a hold of you or a way to get that great gourmet coffee. And we'll all see you guys tomorrow. Thank you.
All righty. Yeah, and thank you for calling. I appreciate that. It's like, yeah, we got about 40 seconds left here, so it's like we kind of need to wrap up. And it's like Jethro, Kay and Jethro Smith, they got their new book out. It's called Living in the Psychic Realm. I found out it can be ordered from Barnes & Noble, and it's like, in fact, they called me today and told me my copy was in. Jethro's number is 928-284-0437. He's also here on... Psychics Gone Wild at 773-897-6461. And there we go. Okay, and we thank everybody who called in today, and we look forward to hearing from you again, and, you know, keep us informed and tell us how stuff is going.
Yay,
have a good
thank you.
Okay, we'll talk to you all later. Have a good one. Bye.
Woo-hoo.
Woo-hoo.